producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we were just talking about this Shigella outbreak at a seafood restaurant in San Jose, California. And we heard earlier in the week this poll conducted by the Center for Research and Public Policy for Alchemy Systems, okay, saying most food workers admit to going to work while sick. They say the majority of food industry workers are most likely to show up for work even when they're sick, with illnesses that will most likely make their customers ill as well. 9 out of 10 of those surveys replied that they are responsible for the safety of customers they serve. Around 45% of workers say that they have to go to work because they cannot afford to lose their salary. And around 46% have said that they do so as they do not want to let down their coworkers. According to the CDC study on foodborne norovirus outbreaks, which is a virus that causes gastrointestinal symptoms, infected food handlers were the source of 53% of outbreaks and may have contributed to 82% of outbreaks. The institute, this institution, I guess, works with companies and organizations across the food system to improve safety and operations. It's being reported by RapidNewsNetwork.com. 1/3 of these employees do not think their viruses and germs are contagious, and only 5% of food workers said they'd never come to work with an illness. Just 5%, which means 95% would. As part of the annual Mind of the Food Worker study, 1,200 food workers were polled at all stages of the food supply chain, including farms, processing plants, cafeterias, restaurants, and grocery stores across the USA and Canada. And 20 million U.S. frontline food workers, I guess, grow, process, distribute, cool, serve food that is eaten by 350 million customers a day. So they say staying at home during the flu usually leads to the less work time lost in the end. You know, if you were able to take a day or two off to get better, you would probably do better than waiting for it to sick, you know, fester and get worse and worse and then be out for about a week or two. Unfortunately, the Bureau of Labor Statistics found that numerous lowest paying jobs in the U.S. in the food industry are in, unfortunately, the food industry. Now, they say in July, Chipotle expanded paid sick leave to all employees. If a restaurant employee is not feeling well, one of the good things about the industry is that they could talk to their employer and work out a schedule that best fits their health needs. All right, so, okay, you guys are going to work sick. That's bad. Many of you guys don't have enough sick leave. That's bad. Okay, so you think a good, easy, quick fix is let's require all employers to give you more sick leave. All right? I think that's a great idea, and I am for paid sick leave. I am for expanding paid sick leave nationally. I think that's great. Unfortunately, though, it's easier said than done. And I understand America is so behind other countries when it comes to paid sick leave and paternity leave and maternity leave. But unfortunately, the culture here in America appears to be different. It appears to be different with taxpayers. It appears to be different with employees and employers. You don't have the employee-employer connection like you used to. Employers were supposed to be loyal to you. Employees were supposed to be loyal to the employer. You don't see that. We even had, she still works for us. I don't fire anybody easily. She's still working for us. But, you know, she tells staff that she has to leave. Her kid is sick. She has to take him to the ER. So staff tells her, go, leave, don't worry, go. You got to do what you got to do, go. Don't forget to bring a doctor's note. right? She looks, she does a double take, and then she walks out slower than she originally was leaving. And, well, I thought she was running to take her kid to the hospital. Why is that a big deal? Then she calls later, well, okay, actually my kid wasn't sick. And okay, I understand that happens. People call out all the time. Trust me, I've done the diarrhea thing many, many times. Okay? I have major diarrhea. I can't come to work. I've done that. Okay? I get that. But it's, you know, employees doing that, which make it very, very hard for employers to welcome blanket sick leave. Okay? So now you're really sick. Looks like the boy who cried wolf. No, I'm really sick. I need to take off. No, you're going to lie again. And it's frustrating. And what a lot of employers do, because you have a lot of employees that unfortunately call out a lot, is they limit the amount of sick leave. 1 week, 2 weeks, no weeks, whatever. There's one employer I know where you get a week or two off a year, but it's when they stay. So they force everybody around Christmas time to take their week or two off. But that, again, that doesn't help with sick leave. Well, the problem we have is we have workers coming to work sick. In our office, you're sick, don't come in. Do not come in if you're sick. That's it. Okay? You have sick leave. Once you use up your sick leave, you use up your sick leave. All right? So use your sick leave time, you know, wisely. All right? And you have other people that go, look, I'm going to use a sick day for this. That's fine. All right? I mean, you know, you have that little bank allotment. That's your choice. The problem is you have workers there in the food industry that might have used up all their sick leave and now they're sick. And the hard part is usually people get sick at the end of the year. So people will use their sick leave in March, they'll use it in June, they'll take some extended weekends, and now we're starting to come into flu season. What do you do? All right? And people will hide it. People know if I come to work sick and I'm coughing, etc., my employer is going to send me home. So I don't know what the answer is. How many weeks of sick leave can you do? Well, you can do unlimited, Dr. Dahlia. Well, tell an employer that when they're barely affording the staff that they have. Okay? Because, again, you have somebody off on sick leave. You need somebody else sitting there manning the food counter. So it's a problem. I don't want anybody going to work sick. I give everybody work notes. Anybody that comes in sick, I say stay out of work. Period. Just stay out of work. But yeah, people can't afford it. And if they don't have enough sick leave or they burn through their sick leave, they're in trouble. And they're going to try to go to work. So I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a very interesting study came out saying narcotics don't do as well for back pain as naproxen. And naproxen, which is an over-the-counter anti-inflammatory pain reliever, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, appears to provide as much relief for low back pain as a narcotic painkiller or a muscle relaxant. The study compared the use of prescription-strength naproxen alone to the use of naproxen with a narcotic painkiller like oxycodone with acetaminophen, which is Percocet. Percocet is oxycodone and acetaminophen. And they also compared it to the muscle relaxant cyclobenzaprine, or Amrix. Patients who took a combination of drugs did no better than if they just took the over-the-counter naproxen alone, according to the researchers. They say acute low back pain is a frustrating condition, said lead researcher Dr. Benjamin Friedman, an associate professor of emergency medicine at Montefiore Medical Center and Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York City. They say many patients have already taken over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like NSAIDs, naproxen, Aleve, ibuprofen, Motrin before they arrive to the emergency room. Some people have taken insufficient doses at incorrect intervals and could be advised to optimize their NSAID regimen. But for those patients who have already optimized their NSAID regimen, there are no additional medical therapies available. We don't have good medical treatment for acute low back pain. The report was published October 20th in the Journal of the American Medical Association. So basically, they listed 300 patients who came into an emergency room, complained of low back pain over the last 10 days of treatments, either taking naproxen alone, naproxen plus the muscle relaxant, or naproxen plus Percocet, the narcotic. All of the study participants were given a 10-minute education session on low back pain before leaving the hospital. Adding the narcotics or muscle relaxants to naproxen therapy did do nothing. Didn't do anything. Nearly 50% of patients were still suffering a week later. 25% of the patients were still suffering 3 months later. And I know some of you guys that are chiropractors are like, well, duh. I go, I know. I agree. Duh. All right. Pills can only do so much. I know. We'll talk about that. But regardless of treatment, nearly two-thirds of patients had significantly less pain and better movement 1 week after starting treatment because naproxen was the common denominator in all of this. So, according to Dr. Human Danish from Mount Sinai School of Medicine, this is another study. No, he was not eating a Danish. I know, doesn't that make you hungry? I want a Danish. This is another study to add to the pile that says narcotics are not appropriate to treat back pain. Although fewer doctors are prescribing narcotic painkillers for back pain, many still do. Of course, there's a side effect of addiction. They say narcotics lower testosterone levels in men and women. For men, replacing testosterone with supplements can increase the risk of heart attack and death. In women, you have no idea where or how to replace testosterone, so you are changing your body chemistry, which can make you more sensitive to pain. They say most back pain gets better on its own without anything. All right, so here we go. All right, you guys have back pain, and you're like, okay, what do I do? We talked about the sacral wedgie, and that's a great product. But what do you do having chronic back pain? And now you're being told, and these studies come out, and you're like, no, now doctors aren't going to give us the medication that I use that works. Okay, it doesn't matter what these studies say. Doctors are not prescribing narcotics the way they used to. Narcotics we are being, you know, scared into not prescribing them anymore. So you're already going to have a hard time getting narcotics anyway. And it's a shame because I understand a lot of you guys have pain. Okay, now, why do I think this happened with the study where the muscle relaxant or the painkiller, it didn't help? Well, again, if they took surveys, if they asked patients, you know, there's no way to objectively test the, pain. There's only, all you could do is subjectively. So if somebody's like, I didn't get any better, I get that a lot. I have patients tell me, the medicine did nothing. Okay, and they come back like 2 weeks later. Okay, the medicine did nothing. Let's say for, I don't know, chest pain or abdominal pain or whatever. Okay, back pain. Okay, and I go, or like an antibiotic, you know, with them having a cough, let's say. Okay, the medicine did nothing, right? Okay, so walk me through the last 2 weeks. You saw me this day. Then you took the first dose of medicine. What happened the next day? Well, actually, the next day I did feel better. Okay, now what about the next day? Now let's go to walk through the next day. Okay, and so sometimes you'll have people just blanketly say they didn't get better. Yet all of a sudden, you hear a different story. I get this all the time. Somebody comes in with a rip-roaring sore throat. They test positive for strep. I give them an antibiotic. They come back 2 weeks later, and they say the antibiotic did nothing. I go, you still have a sore throat after all that? Oh, no. The sore throat's gone. But now I have a cough. All right, the antibiotic did do something for your strep throat, but you have possibly a bronchitis, maybe a viral bronchitis. Maybe you had another type of viral issue. Maybe now you have a secondary infection. So, I mean, a lot of times when somebody says it did nothing, you break it down. They're like, oh, no, the sore throat's gone. I hate when people do that. You're like, come on, you just said nothing happened. It didn't work. Okay, something obviously worked, but then something is now persisting, which is why I always kind of train you guys, be honest with the doctor, 100% honest. If you're having a cough, say you have a cough, okay? All right, you know, we won't read your mind, okay? If you say you didn't get better and what didn't get worse or what got worse, okay? We got to break it down. So, all right, maybe people did feel better. Muscle relaxants again, what do they do? Okay, well, they relax the muscle, but it's temporary. Painkillers, what do? Well, they, you know, load your mu receptors, all right, so you don't feel the pain as much. You still have the source of the back pain. Naproxen seems to be the most therapeutic out of all of them, and we doctors talk about that a lot because it's an anti-inflammatory. If it decreases inflammation around the area where that you're hurting, you could actually get some therapeutic benefit from it. But a temporary muscle relaxant or a temporary pain pill, of course it won't do anything for the back. Okay? However, I understand that many of you guys cannot take chronic anti-inflammatories. All right? There was a period of time when narcotic prescriptions were on the rise, and not just because we had a bunch of abuse, but because doctors were being told to quit destroying people's kidneys and stomach lining. Okay? There's a lot of my patients I cannot tell to take naproxen for twice a day for a week or two. They don't qualify. Their kidneys are a little weak, or they have bad stomach lining, or they have an ulcer. So I can't do that. So if they're in pain, I got to give them either Tylenol or I have to give them a narcotic, which does nothing for the back pain. So remember, you know, you could yell at your doctor to stop writing narcotics, but you got to help us out if we don't know what the hell to do when you have renal insufficiency or impaired stomach lining. So now, if you were a chiropractor, you'd be like, guys, why isn't anybody talking about chiropractic? Why isn't anybody talking about physical therapy? Why isn't anybody talking about touching the patient? You're 1,000% correct. Anytime I had a back issue, it wasn't the naproxen. It was my husband being a chiropractor and doing an adjustment. All right. I mean, if you are out of alignment or you're getting nerve pinching, right, or you have an inflamed muscle that needs some stretching, your personal trainer, your massage therapist, your chiropractor, your physical therapist, your osteopathic physician is probably going to get a hell of a lot more credit than your naproxen or your pain pill. So you need to be evaluated by somebody who will actually touch you. There's only so much you can do. There's only so much. So, back pain. What do we recommend? Well, first, don't let the back pain get to the part or get to the point where it's that bad where you need narcotics. A lot of us have intermittent back pain, and we're like, you know what? I can handle it. I'll go to the doctor when it's really bad. How many of you guys say that? You'll go to the doctor when it gets bad. No. That is not the time to go to the doctor. The time to go to the doctor is before it gets bad. Same thing, I'll tell people to do colonoscopies to check for colon cancer screening. And what ends up happening is they go, no, I'm not bleeding. If I start to bleed, then I'll come in and we'll get checked. No, you start to bleed, you could have a stage 4 colon cancer. That's not the time to get checked. So same thing with back pain. If you feel like you're out of alignment, you feel like your hips are off, that's when you go and get evaluated, get an adjustment, see a therapist, etc. Okay? Don't wait. Then you want to also make sure you're doing proper back health. Lose weight. Don't be 50 pounds overweight. Lose weight. If you have bad feet and bad knees, it's only a matter of time that you're going to get a bad back. If you have bad feet, feet pain, knee pain, hip pain, get that evaluated now before you get back pain. Okay? Don't be doing heavy lifting. Don't be doing full-on sit-ups. Sit-ups are very bad for the back. You can do crunches, but not full-on sit-ups. Don't be doing these heavy dead weights. I see these kids, in practice, you know, lifting 300-pound dead weight. You'll blow a disc. Don't be doing that kind of stuff. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say the number of adults using marijuana has now doubled in just 12 years. Doubled. There was a lot of you guys using marijuana before. All right? Why? Well, it's starting to become legal, and people are realizing it's not taboo. They don't have to fear getting arrested. 2001, just 4.1% of adults say they used marijuana. That increased to 9.5% by 2013. So basically 10% of us, okay, are admitting. Remember, there's a lot of people in their work or field that cannot admit to it, like truck drivers, public health workers, first responders. But we now have very openly 10% admit that they use marijuana. The findings were published Wednesday in JAMA Psychiatry. Researchers also found that marijuana abuse or dependence increased during the 12-year time frame, likely because the overall number of adults using increased so much. Increased marijuana use came during roughly the same time frame that Americans' attitudes, they say, about legalizing the drug shifted. Less than one-third of Americans were in favor of legalizing marijuana in 2002. Now the majority favored legalization in 2013. Yeah, it's the end thing. Okay, right now, if you are running for office, okay, and you say you're not pro-legalizing marijuana, you look bad. Okay, as a doctor, see, my reasonings for legalizing marijuana is, I think, very different from others. Okay, I need some studies coming out. If marijuana is going to be an adjunct to your medicine regimen, I want it to be available for people to study. And for researchers to study and for us to get some decent data. Because right now we're just hearing a lot of anecdotal evidence because many people have had to take marijuana cryptically. And so if it does have any potential with seizure control, I want to know about it as a doctor. Okay? If we are noticing people seem to be less inclined to diabetes, there's conflicting evidence. Some say it makes you gain weight, so you're more prone to diabetes. Some say it actually helps insulin sensitivity, and we're seeing less diabetes. All right? I don't know, but I do know that many of my marijuana smokers as patients, I don't prescribe the marijuana, but who have now admitted that they did, you know, I was kind of surprised why they never came in asking for blood pressure medicine, pain medicine, and they haven't been diabetic. So I'm seeing something, all right? So I'm very intrigued. I'm very interested. However, and I keep telling everybody, do not legalize the marijuana until you have a system in place where you guys know how to handle impaired drivers, impaired workers, etc. Okay? We can't have an employer sue under the ADA Act that they are discriminating against a marijuana impaired employee who's using it for a disability. You can't sue the employer there, but you also can't sue the employer if that employee who's impaired does something that hurts a customer. All right? We need to get these laws straight because apparently we're hearing all these little issues throughout the country that puts people in the damned if they do, damned if they don't. You know, it's very easy to do the Affordable Health Care Act like they did. Let's just pass a bill and then figure out what happens afterwards. Unfortunately, we're all seeing the damage and the ramifications from that. Okay, we need to take things slow. We need to do it methodically, and we need to figure this out. So, starting in 2012, states began legalizing small amounts of marijuana for adult recreational use. Now it's legal in 4 states and the District of Columbia. Medical marijuana legal in 23 states and the District of Columbia. So lead author Deborah Hasten, a professor of epidemiology in psychiatry at Columbia University, says she's been particularly interested in tracking usage trends, given all the changes in attitudes and changes in laws. One of you, by the way, had written me going, why aren't we seeing any data on car accidents? You thought, apparently this listener thought they saw something, and they can't find it again on Google. And so are we, quote unquote, you know, getting the true story? I have no idea. I have no idea what studies are done in the opposite direction. Are we seeing more car accidents in Colorado? That should be pretty easy, okay, to figure out. The Department of Transportation should be able to have that. Okay, if they're testing people to see if they're impaired, that data should be able to be anonymous, you know, under patient privacy protection. There should be a way to say, okay, you know, this many accidents was done, and 10% had marijuana in the system, whereas a year or two ago, 5% did. I don't know. All right, so that is data that should be readily available. So I'm kind of excited that we've had a couple, you know, states that have already been, you know, allowing there to be a study sample, but just, I don't know if anybody's studying it. I don't know if anybody's run the numbers. And then if we do have the numbers, I don't know if any of the media outlets is bringing it up. Once that media outlet brings it up, Like, let's say marijuana is causing more accidents. If that is, all right, and even if it's just one story, that's enough for things to change the political landscape. So I think people are being very, very careful about what's getting out there. Obviously, that's the way things happen, especially in an election year. So I don't know. You know, what I do know is if we have 10% of our country admitting to marijuana use, I am sure maybe we'll see some good from a medical standpoint, but I'm sure we're going to see some bad. And yes, I would like to know what's going on. I would. Okay, it's interesting. They say in addition to marijuana use, participants answered other questions that helped determine if they experienced use disorder. So did they use marijuana despite it having causing problems with friends, family, physical, psychological problems? Did they try and fail to cut back because they couldn't? Were they too addicted? Did they take up smoking? Did they take up drinking? They say a lot of people that smoke marijuana smoke cigarettes and vice versa. According to the findings, the disorder among users did decrease slightly. 3 out of every 10 marijuana users experienced abuse or dependency, representing 6.8 million Americans. Now, but see, here's the thing. This is where I stand with this whole abuse dependency. Somebody smoking marijuana means they have a dependent disorder. Why aren't they looking at people that overeat? Okay? I am very dependent on chocolate. I have to have some chocolate every day. Okay? I could live without it. I could try. I would be miserable. I would probably go through withdrawals. I would probably be grumpy. But I need to have a little bit of chocolate every day. In fact, even when I travel, I have a little bit of chocolate in my carry-on or in my suitcase. Actually, I double pack just so I know I have that little bit of chocolate. Why aren't I considered having a dependent personality? I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do marijuana. I don't do drugs. I don't do any of that. Definitely don't have a sex addiction. Don't have a shopping addiction. Don't have a gambling addiction. I am, though, addicted to my cell phone. I do always have to check my cell phone, get my messages, and deal with my phone calls, and make sure the kids aren't calling me. So, you know, this is a definite interesting look at, you know, some of the changes and how are people going to be perceived. If you don't have health insurance because it's too expensive, and you decide to medicate your anxiety or your sleep disorder with marijuana, are you now going to be diagnosed with a dependent personality? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we have a husband and a wife both battling breast cancer. Mike Selzman was jogging, and he realized something was wrong. He felt a lump above the nipple on the left side of his chest. He went to the doctor, and the doctor diagnosed him with breast cancer. It moved to stage 2, he says, metastasized to other organs of the body, and he has been undergoing treatment for years now at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. He had no idea he could have breast cancer, but 2,300 men in the U.S. are diagnosed with it each year. 450 men die from the disease. I'm going to die from the cancer, he says. I know that, but there's no time frame for it. But his wife is also a breast cancer survivor. Okay, his wife, Kara. So together they're helping raise awareness that anyone could be at risk. It's not just a woman's disease. In 2012, the couple took their fight to Massachusetts State House and were able to get the third week in October designated as Male Breast Cancer Awareness Week. They say men have to know it can happen, pay attention, and try to catch it early. I want people to get ahead of me. I hope Godspeed, man. Sending prayers. I hope he can fight it and well done with his wife as well for being able to battle that. Breast cancer is not easy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so here we are in the year 2015, and we were talking in the first hour how, you know, Back to the Future had predicted that, you know, we would have hoverboards and flying cars by the year 2015, October 21st. And, of course, that didn't happen. But they were right about a few things, 3D movies, telecommunication by TV screens. And even though we thought a lot of the stuff in the movie was far-fetched, a lot of it actually did come true. And so last hour, I was talking about a story that I've brought up before on the show many times, which is, what I think one of the coolest things I've come across was this prediction made by John Elfrith Watkins Jr. back in December 1900, looking at what the world is going to be like by the year 2001, basically 100 years from then. And it was very, very interesting when we looked at the first part of the predictions, and I've talked about this on the show, how very right he was. He predicted that in America, the population would be anywhere from 350 million to 500 million people in America. He was right about that. Thought a lot of people from Mexico, would want to join America, come into the Union. And he was wrong. He thought a lot of Europe countries would want to join the Union, etc. But they thought America was basically going to be taking on, you know, some other countries. They thought Americans would be taller because of better health, and they thought Americans would live as long as 50 years old as opposed to the typical 35 years old. He predicted there'd be gymnastics and public gymnasiums all over the place, and gymnastics would be in every school and college. Automobiles would be cheaper than horses. Horses would be as scarce as ox. He thought mosquitoes and flies would be completely exterminated. They said the horse not being around and it's stable would reduce the house fly. And then they talked about aerial warships, okay? Even though people may not fly on things in the air as airships, it would be used by military. And there would be trains that would take you from New York to San Francisco very quickly, all right? Then he started to talk about photographs where there could be a war going on in China, okay, by the year 2001. And we in America would be able to see what is going on, and newspapers would have information within 1 hour of something going on across the globe. And a husband would be able to have a telephone system such that he could call his wife in the boudoir back in Chicago when he would be overseas. Again, uncanny that, but apparently he researched and talked to a bunch of different scientists, and that's what he came up with. He said peas would be as large as beets. Peas and beans would be as large as beets are today. Sugar cane would produce twice as much sugar as the sugar beet now can. Cane will once more be the chief source of our sugar supply, as opposed to high fructose corn syrup. He missed it on that one. The milkweed would have been developed into a rubber plant. Cheap native rubber will be harvested by machinery all over this country. We do have a lot of rubber. Plants will be made proof against disease microbes, just as man is today against smallpox. So he was talking about how we were going to have plants that wouldn't be affected by microbes so they could live longer. They say strawberries will be as large as apples and could be eaten by our great-great-grandchildren for their Christmas dinners 100 years hence. They don't really serve strawberries at Christmas time, but that's okay. Raspberries and blackberries will be also large as an apple. It would suffice as the first course of a person. The strawberries and cranberries will be grown on tall bushes, and gooseberries will be as big as oranges. One cantaloupe will be able to feed a whole entire family. Figs will also be grown all over the United States. That didn't happen because figs are really messy. Don't they kind of mess up the sidewalks and stuff when they die? Very kind of juicy type things. Yeah. Roses are going to be as large as cabbage heads. So we're going to have big, huge roses, black, blue, and green roses. And a pansy is going to be measuring a half an inch across the face. So we're going to have bigger flowers. No foods will be exposed. He predicts that storekeepers who expose food to air breathed out by patrons or to the atmosphere will be arrested. And people will be arrested if they sell stale or adulterated produce. There's going to be liquid air refrigerators that will keep great quantities of food fresh for long intervals. This was back in 1900. He predicted this. He also predicted with the alphabet, there will be no C, X, or Q in our everyday alphabet. The letter C will be abandoned because they're unnecessary. Now, of course, my kitty cats would be like, wait, what? The letter C, we use a lot of C. But no, actually, XO, X, we've used more often than he was wrong on that one because now it's all XO, 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 you know, for love. So, but Q, still don't know what we're going to do with Q. They say English will be the language of condensed words, expressing condensed ideas, and more extensively spoken than any other. Russian would be the language coming in second. So if this was looked at by the 1950s, that could have been pretty uncanny. Children are going to be taught, they will, poor students will be given free board, free clothing, free books if ambitious, and actually unable to meet their school and college expenses. Medical inspectors regularly visiting public schools will give poor children free glasses, free dentistry, and free medical attention of every kind. The very poor will get free rides to and from school, free lunches between sessions. In vacation time, poor children will be taken on trips to various parts of the world. Telephones will be around the world, wireless telephone circuits. They say the Grand Opera will be telephoned to private homes and will sound as harmonious as if you were in the theater box. You would also have automatic instruments reproducing original airs exactly and will bring the best music to families. I know some of you guys are like, well, we're not listening to the Grand Opera, but we're watching porn. Okay, yeah, let's just give him this prediction, okay? That's fine. I'm sure porn was not an issue. Well, I'm sure it was an issue, but this was not something he was going to publish in the Ladies' Home Journal. It was the Ladies' Home Journal, for crying out loud. All right? So everybody would be able to listen to great bands, and musicians would be paid from funds endowed by philanthropists and by the government. Coal would not be used for heating or cooking. They say the Earth's hard coal will last until the year 2050 or 2100. Coal mines will last until 2200 or 2300. We are going to have electricity, and they are going to be doing something similar to what happened at Niagara. Wasn't it Tesla who made electricity from Niagara Falls? I forget. Store purchases will be done by tubes, pneumatic tubes, instead of store wagons. So you would be able to get things maybe hundreds of miles away from pneumatic tubes. There would be ready-cooked meals. You could buy ready-cooked meals, and or you could purchase materials such that you could ready-cook them. There'd be electric stoves. There would be potato mashers, lemon squeezers, dishwashers, dish dryers, meat choppers, meat saws, all electric. He was right about that. Vegetables will be grown by electricity. Winter will be turned into summer and night into day by the farmer. Cold weather will be replaced by heat conducting electric wires. I wonder if he knew the movie Martian, would be out. Oranges will grow in Philadelphia. There will be fast flying refrigerators. We talked about the strawberries being as large as apples. Few drugs will be swallowed or taken into the stomach unless needed for the direct treatment of the organ. Drugs needed for the lungs will be applied directly to those organs through the skin and flesh. Hence, he basically predicted the asthma inhaler. You see? They would be carried with an electric current applied without pain to the outside of the body. Microscopes will lay bare the vital organs through the living flesh. So you would be able to see a transparent living body. We're already working on that. And you get to England in 2 days. 2 days to get to England. Well, you have a big layover at JFK. That could be true. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized Silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your Silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.